Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new 3-day sale week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feed our cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Click over to their website at OKCWest.com or drop by the sale barn located just east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West.
Cattle producers, you don't want to miss Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale, Monday, October 2nd, 11 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. 300 Angus bulls, 40 Hereford bulls, 50 registered springbred heifers, 300 springbred heifers, and more will sell. Express Ranch's website's got complete information. Go to expressranches.com. You can check out the sale book, sell videos, and Angus and Hereford bull data. For more information, go to expressranches.com or call 800-664-3977. Coming up this week, Senate Agriculture Committee will be considering the nomination of Bill Northey and Greg Ibaugh on Thursday. Northey, nominated by the Trump administration to be the U.S. Department of Agriculture Undersecretary for Farm and Foreign Agricultural Services. Meanwhile, Ibaugh, nominated to be the Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs. Northey is the current Iowa Ag Secretary. Ibaugh is the Nebraska Director of Agriculture. The Senate Agriculture Committee confirmation for the two is this coming Thursday, 8:30 Central Time. The committee has yet to vote on two other nominees. Steve Sinske, the American Soybean Association CEO tap to be number two at USDA, and Indiana Ag Director Ted McKinney nominated to be the first USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs. The Senate Ag Committee has already heard from Mr. Sinske and Mr. McKinney, but no vote's been taken on them as of yet. The number of bushels of corn in storage swelling to levels seen not since the 1980s, according to the latest data released by Uncle Sam. USDA released in their quarterly grain stocks report at the end of this last week, showing that old crop corn stocks have reached a 30-year record at 2.2 billion bushels. That number is 32% higher than a year ago. It was still, though, below the pre-report expectations from market analysts. USDA reporting old crop soybean ending stocks at 301 million bushels, wheat ending stocks at 2.2 billion bushels. The numbers are all estimates of grain supplies as of the 1st of September that USDA released on Friday. It marks the end of the 2016-2017 marketing year for corn and for soybeans. The American Soybean Association asking questions, wanting answers regarding dicamba drift damage. American Soybean Association President Ron Moore this last week addressed dicamba drift in a statement saying that the issue is not going away and is only getting worse. The association says it is supporting research at land-grant universities to find some answers. From the calendar, it was a busy week as far as livestock was concerned at the Tulsa State Fair and the livestock barns. This week, it's all about the junior market show. The junior market animals are starting to come in today. They've got to be in place later on today. They will be starting to show the market barrows, the market lambs, and the market goats at noon on Tuesday and then wrap up on Wednesday. They show the steers in a single day on Wednesday. The grand champion drive will be Wednesday evening. And then Thursday afternoon, they'll be holding the annual premium sale of the top animals at this year's Tulsa State Fair. Details on the calendar part of our website at www.oklahomafarmreport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 24th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 7th, 8th, and 9th at River Spirit Expo at the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
That's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.